Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Will Tuttle, and I'm delighted to be with you on August 5th, 2021. This is our World Peace Circle Satsang, and this is our opportunity on the first Thursday of every month. Now we've been doing this for, I guess, about a year, maybe, or a little over a year now, since last spring, to come together for a time of vegan fellowship through meditation and sharing of the spiritual path that we are on together here. Satsang, I just love the word. It's a word that combines sat, ya, which means, sat, existence or being, I guess. Satya means truth. And sangha means community. So this is our community of being, our community of truth. It's also sometimes called community of ethical living in some translations. But basic idea is that we're here to focus on the deeper truths of being, because right now, especially, it's easy to have our wheels caught in the mud and kind of get stuck a little bit. So we sometimes, when we come together, we can remind ourselves of the deeper wisdom and the love that really is at the heart of everything. And that some of the things that we take so seriously are in many ways illusory. I think it's important. In this world, what is illusory is taken to be real, and what is real is very often seen to be an illusion. And thus, as Einstein said, we drift towards unparalleled catastrophe. But on a deeper level, I think that even the catastrophe is not a catastrophe. There's always a way for spirit, for the our true nature to evolve and grow and learn and share. So it's important to look beyond the outer surface of things. So I want to thank all of you for taking time out of what I know are very busy schedules nowadays to join us here for this time. And I'd like to go ahead and pretty much jump right in. So this is August, powerful month. This is the month of Leo, and really the beginning in some ways of autumn. It's especially in Asia. I didn't realize that growing up in New England. To me, it was always the dog days of August. It was always the hot middle of the summer, but then when I started studying Japanese culture and Chinese culture, in August is already autumn is already here, basically. So I can feel it. Things are changing, starting to get a little cooler. The days are shortening, and autumn is the season of transformation. It's the season of change, and it represents, I think, at a deep level spiritually, the letting go of things that are no longer serving and enriching and nurturing ourselves on a deeper level with what is no longer needed, and so looking again beyond just what we've built to the deeper cycles of our life, and from that getting wisdom. So thanks again for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and start the meditation now, and feel free as we go along here to just join together in consciousness, which is really our true nature, infinite and eternal. We are in the key of F, according to some esoteric traditions. There are seven planets and seven chakras. And F is the third. Or fourth, depending on how you measure. So it's considered to be the key of the earth, of the seven planets, and of the heart, of the seven chakras. So for that reason, I like to play an F. That's a very warm feeling in this key. So let's become aware of the breath allowing ourselves to slow down to enter the community of all living beings, the community of life, the community of beauty. Community of abundance. The community of eternal truth. The foundation of our life. And we build our life on the foundation of truth. We have peace. Whatever is happening in the outer world, our life is based on truth. That we are born on this earth we are was never born. And will never die. So we allow now our mind to relax into this present moment. And we give thanks for the light that is shining right now in every cell of our being. Breathing light. With every exhalation, allowing our breath to normalize. Breathing light. the white light of the infinite life that is our source. So we give thanks to the infinitely loving presence in our life, the source of our life, source of all life. We give thanks for all the opportunities arising in the flow of our daily life, the opportunities to learn, to serve, to contribute. To awaken, to heal, to question, to create. Inside ourselves, we smile at every manifestation in our life. We smile the smile of recognition. We smile the smile of remembering. Yes, I know. I remember why you're here. You're here. For my own good, for the good of all living beings. Smiling. Shines at the heart of the universe, flowing into our heart, bringing every cell in our heart into harmony, into peace, into the perfect rhythm. Into infinite and unlimited energy and power. We know that our heart is the center of our being, filled with wisdom, with compassion, with love, with joy. And so with every exhalation now we allow our hearts to pulse emanating with every exhalation waves of loving kindness out into our world. This is the great love of which we are a vehicle, the love that flows forth like sunshine to all living beings from the source of all life through our hearts to all of our friends and loved ones, to all beings we ever come in contact with, to all beings, human beings, non-human beings, beings of the past, our ancestors, we send our love and appreciation to them for their great love and work, and we send our love to all beings of the future. And we see our hearts connected in this circle that we have together. We are connected with the circle of all beings, all on the same path of an awakening out of the delusion of fear and separateness, to the truth of the infinite life that connects us all. Breathing and radiating loving kindness into the infinite web of life, to all beings, and breathing this love also to our self, the unique and precious being abiding as the one who responds to the name that we have been given. Abiding in our home of loving kindness, breathing and radiating love for the whole web of life, to the whole human family, to all the beautiful animals, the birds flying in the skies, their amazing abilities, their mastery of their place in the web of life, and to all the marine animals in the waters of this beautiful blue planet, and the infinite mysteries, creative power, and relations in the waters, and all the animals celebrating their lives on the land. We hold them in our heart. Especially we hold in our heart all of the animals seen as commodities for food, for products, for entertainment, for laboratory testing. We gather them in our heart. Hold them in our love. As the infinite expressions that they truly are. See them now, forever free. We see all of the animal confinement operations opening their doors and all of the infrastructure evaporating, and the great celebration of freedom as humans awaken to the truth of our original nature as loving inhabitants and stewards and fellow mortals in these lives here on this beautiful earth. And we see the entire planet now bathed in the light of compassion and the truth of our heart's greatest yearning to help relieve the suffering of others with our abilities to be a force for kindness and for healing. We give thanks knowing that this truth, that compassion encircles the earth for all beings everywhere. It is filling our consciousness and bringing all beings into freedom and harmony. Into alignment with the joy that is at the very core of our consciousness and the consciousness of all beings. Our heart is filled now with joy. With every exhalation, we radiate joy, the truth, the great joy that needs no reasons from the outer world, the joy that sings always in every cell of our being, in the infinite consciousness. Allow this joy to stream forth from our heart in ever-expanding spheres of light, filling the entire planet with the truth of joy and joy in the joy of others, finally returning to our true home, peace and harmony. We allow now our heart, as it pulses blood, the infinite life liquid, not only of our physical body, but of our consciousness, in all of our bodies, and radiating out from this physical body into our community, into the entire planet. And we see now the truth that the earth is bathed always in this light of peace and harmony. We can always take off our shoes and connect with this living force of wisdom, of love, of peace that comes from the very heart of the universe. Begin to close our meditation with a short piece of music, connecting with our purpose, the purpose for this lifetime. So as we listen to the music, remembering our purpose, that we are here on this earth to fulfill May all beings be happy and at peace. May all beings be free. And may we all realize the light of our true nature. And may we continue working together to build a more enlightened society, a world that cares for all living beings. We give thanks for this precious human life and this opportunity to be part of the human awakening during this critical time in the unfoldment of human consciousness on planet Earth. And we give thanks for all of our brothers and sisters and all their efforts. May all efforts bear fruit in their time, and we give thanks knowing this is so, and so it is. Okay, well, thank you everyone for joining in and helping to make it possible for this to happen. I wouldn't be doing it if it was all by myself here. I guess I would, but it's always different. And I've always felt, you know, as an improvisational musician, when I go into a concert and start playing, many times I don't know what I'm going to play, and it's the people in the audience that bring the music out and co-create the music together. So I really feel that in these meditations and really in everything we're doing, it's a co-creation. So your spirits are very much part of it. We're not confined merely to time and space and physical bodies. And that's part of the illusion, I think, that animal agriculture has inflicted upon our society, this gross materialism that allows us to dominate and exploit animals and each other is based on this illusion that we're just material things. So there's so many ways we can question this and learn to awaken out of that. All right, so in this, the format we have for which I like it, and I hope you like it too. We don't go more than an hour. We just keep it to an hour, and we have this in the beginning guided meditation with some music. Here, I'm so glad we found this amazing piano. When Madeline and I moved to California back in when she came over, actually moved into my 1971 Volkswagen bus, and we started looking for a place to make an album, and we found a place up in Hillsborough, California, but we didn't have a piano. And I remember we drove over the entire San Francisco Bay Area for months looking for the perfect piano. We went all over you know, Sonoma County, Marin County, all over San Francisco, all over the East Bay, Walnut Creek, Contra Costa County, down into San Jose, San Mateo, down to Monterey. I mean, we went to every music store, we played every piano. I would bring this recording, a digital audio recording, and it had to be the perfect piano to play it, but also to record well. And we just couldn't quite find the perfect piano. And finally, we were down in San Jose at this Japanese man. His name was Yuma. Mr. Yuma, and he owned this Yamaha store, and lo and behold, we found the piano. It was like, oh my gosh, this is the one. Amazing. And so it was really expensive, so we asked if we could rent it, and he said okay. And so they brought it all the way up to Healdsburg, California. It was a long haul. They moved it in, and we had it for a couple of months. We rented it, and it was perfect. I mean, it makes an incredible recording. It's got a rich bass, an amazing, beautiful tone in the mid-range, bright treble. I mean, unbelievable piano. I mean, I've traveled the world, played thousands of pianos. There's no piano like this one. I mean, it's like an incredible piano. And so then finally we thought, well, how are we going to, we need to buy this. And I remember I wrote him this letter, and I thought a ridiculously low offer. I said, well, you know, I mean, we got it up here and we paid you some rent already. So would you let us have it if we just guarantee that we'll never bother you. We won't worry about warranty or anything, you know, I sent it off, and I thought, he'll never accept this. And I just got back this letter with, three words. He said, I accept your offer. So that was it. So we had the piano. And, and I was talking to somebody. He said that they have in the Yamaha, studio, you know, where they make the pianos in Japan, he thinks that there's this old guy. I'm crying. I can't say. There's an old guy that goes around in the Yamaha factory, and he just randomly picks out a piano here and there, and he just works his magic on that piano. And then he lets it go out, and somebody can find that piano. It's like an amazing. I love this piano. So, because it's, you know, any instrument, you know, it's like the piano is like a metaphor for us, for our physical body, for our mental body and our physical body. We're an instrument. And, you know, we're here to make beautiful music. And it's an art. It takes a lot of practice, I think, to become worthy of the music that wants to play through us. It's so beautiful. And the music that wants to come through us is divine music. And unfortunately, most of us go through a factory that basically, really, it does damage to the beautiful instrument that we are. Instead of refining the instrument and helping to make the hammer's voice beautifully, it's kind of like the opposite. It kind of throws a bunch of grain and sand in the action, and some of the notes don't work right, and it goes all out of tune. if we can survive that experience, we can start tuning our instrument again. You know, we can start to regulate the action. Now, I actually took a whole training way back when I was just a young, in my 20s in Oakland. I took a correspondence course to be a piano tuner. And so I bought this old piano, this old upright piano for like $100. And I moved it into the living room, this little house we had in Oakland. And I thought, okay, this is my project. I'm going to just make this the greatest piano. This is a big old, it was an old upright, you know, and so it was huge. It had a big, it was great. It had a big soundboard, but it needed so much work. So I took the whole thing apart, and I had to regulate the action. That's why I learned how to do that. I learned how to regulate the action, how to level all the keys, how to tune the whole thing, you know, off to tune the whole thing. I mean, that's a huge job. And I learned all this stuff. And to voice the hammers. I mean, those are the four things you can do. You can voice the hammers, you can regulate the action, you can repair what's not working, and you can tune it. I mean, you can do those four things to a piano, and that can really change a lot. And you can replace the soundboard and things like that too. That's part of the repairing. But the basic idea is that I think we now, when we get to a certain point in our lives, we realize, okay, this instrument is in my hands. I can take responsibility for this thing. Whatever they did in the factory, in the school, growing up, in the hospital, or wherever it was, and I kind of like screwed things up. But now I can do my best to bring it into harmony, to make it an instrument for the spirit, right? To make an instrument for the love and creativity and wisdom within, to allow that to come through somehow. And so I think, again, we're living in a society where we're not taught about that. We're not taught that this is a possibility and that we can actually do that. We're taught that no, you just got to go and get some pill, which are toxic things usually that in many ways disconnect us from the beauty of our instrument. So I think that's one of the main teachings really in the vegan, underlying veganism, is the beauty of the physical body of cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys, ducks, geese, fishes, all living beings and human beings. The majesty and the respect that we would naturally have for these beings, and to allow them to express their spirit. I think there's something in us as human beings that is absolutely repelled by seeing a being in a cage, seeing a being being mutilated, being hobbled, being commodified, and being killed just as an object to be ground up and eaten. Completely unnecessarily. There's something that is so utterly antithetical to our basic wisdom that it cripples. I think it really cripples us on a social level if we allow that to continue, especially on the scale that we're doing. And it creates the ripples that radiate. You know, this is like that rhymes, right? There's a cripple and then it ripples. You know, it ripples out this crippling effect into the whole web. And I think, you know, there's this beautiful teaching in Buddhism of Indra's web, which is the web of infinite interconnectedness of all life. And a web is a musical creation. You know, the scientists, when they've studied spiders, you know, they notice that what spiders do essentially is they begin creating kind of like a spiral, which is an amazing cosmic thing. And then they pluck the threads, like we would pluck a guitar string, and the threads resonate, and that resonance causes nodes of vibration, and the very fine sticky substance that's on these, coating these threads, by the vibration, it moves to the nodes on those threads, and then the spider can lay down the threads that go in the opposite direction, and they naturally make a beautiful pattern. That's because it's a musical creation. It's an actual, through a vibrational pattern. And it's the same thing, I think, with the web of relations between human beings. We have, this web of life, and so we're sending out through our thoughts and feelings and actions continually, a musical expression into the web of life. It's plucking all these strings. It's basically creating resonant frequencies. And so the whole idea, I think, really is that any outer disease in our body or in our affairs or whatever it is, it's coming from a non-material source. And then by the time it manifests on the material level, there it is. So if we try to fix it on the material level, that's missing the point in a sense. But again, we're raised in a materialistic society, so we have a medical system that just tries to suppress the symptoms, thinking that, okay, we solved the problem, right? No. The underlying disharmony needs to be addressed. And so that's what I think veganism is all about. Veganism is about looking deeply, seeing the underlying problem of violence and disconnectedness and harm towards the magnificent instruments of these other beings, and realizing that our violence towards them is always boomeranging back on us. I mean, that's also a musical thing, right? What you put out comes back. Whatever vibration, I mean, it's amazing how as soon as I press the damper pedal on this piano, the strings, they just start resonating. I can hear it right now. I mean, just from my voice, I can hear the strings are already making sound because they hear my voice, and they're the ones that are attuned to my voice. They start resonating automatically. And so that's the way we are. You know, so that's the key. The thing for us is, as an instrument of healing and awakening, for us to attune to the vibrations of healing and awakening. And when we do, other vibrations, we won't resonate with them. They won't even be part of our experience. And when we're resonating with the highest vibration of truth within ourselves, and that's an aspiration that we can develop through meditation and inner silence, then we begin to naturally tune into and resonate with higher frequencies, and then we begin to create a positive future naturally. And I think this is really what's happening in many ways right now. It looks like things are falling apart, and they are in many ways, but it's a manifestation of a process. And so I think the greatest gift we can give to the world is in attuning our own lives, mind, consciousness, and frequency to the truth that we are, so that our instrument is tuning to the highest truth that we can awaken to. And that will naturally bring into our experience what we're resonating with. And what we're not resonating with, it won't have any foundation. There won't be any place for it to land. And I think in that way we can be the greatest blessing to others, because we can help create a field that gets bigger and stronger all the time of harmony and peace and joy and freedom, and just keep affirming that. And that's really what we try to do, of course, with the Worldwide Prayer Circle for Animals. We every day connect at noon and say, compassion encircles the earth for all beings everywhere, and feel that, and try to do that not just at noon, but really all the time, have that sense of being part of co-creators of a field of compassion for all living beings. So I think this is really the work that is called at this time, because if we resonate at the level of fear, which is really what's being pumped out like on massive loudspeakers into our society, people who resonate at the level of fear, they get swamped in that, and the more they resonate, the stronger it gets, right? And so it's like this vicious circle that just builds on itself. And fear, as we know, tends to create in the physical body all kinds of blockages and moves the energy away from the heart, more into the solar plexus. It makes everything contract. I mean, you don't want to do that. I mean, for a physical body, it starts just creating disease of various kinds in the physical body. And the opposite of that, loving kindness, compassion, joy, abundance, awareness, harmony, creativity, freedom, service, and fulfillment, where those are expansive and resonating with the basic level of the truth of our being. And so when we're resonating with this vibration of loving kindness, compassion, joy, freedom, and abundance, then not only are we finding that our physical body actually feels much better, right? I mean, we're naturally finding that we're not susceptible to outer diseases. I mean, disease is the same thing. Disease is a vibratory phenomenon. So that's one of the reasons I've always said from the very beginning, my fear of so-called COVID, whatever it is like on a scale of 1 to 1,000, it's 1, it's 0. I don't resonate at that frequency. And I've seen this for my entire life, the last 50 years, that these things don't have any effect. I mean, our body is an instrument of healing. It's an instrument of it's always trying to tune itself, right? Tune and repair and regulate and voice, right? Those are the four things. And we do it with piano, the four things that really our body's always naturally trying to do. So the whole idea is to realize that when we're aware of this and letting our consciousness to vibrate at this level, we can be free of this kind of fear. And it's not anything about being superior or anything like that. It's not like we're better than anybody. It's just seeing that this is how life operates. I mean, it's like, because it's like if it's a bunch of people in a room and there's a hot oven, I mean, a hot burner there, right? And they're in there and they keep putting their hand on the burner and keep burning themselves, you know, and we go in there and we're not putting our hand on the burner, we're not burning ourselves. It's not like we're superior, like we're some great person it's not like continually insisting on putting our hand and burning ourselves all the time. It's like we're not, we're like, why do we want, we don't, no, we're not into that, right? So it's not, nothing to do with superiority. It's just like, well, I have no interest in like burning myself over and over again. If you want to do that, like, go ahead, you know. That's what people are doing. You know, it's like we don't get it. We don't, so we're going to keep having the lesson. We're going to keep burning ourselves over and over and over again until finally they say, well, okay, maybe instead of doing that, I can practice something else. So it's this idea of practicing. And again, we're raised in a society where unfortunately our natural intelligence is being reduced and dumbed down by what I talked about earlier as to the instrument. And now we can take responsibility for tuning and the vibration of our wisdom. And we can do that through books, for example. I mean, really inspiring books, learned teachings through relationships, finding teachers, being teachers and finding relationships that are helpful. Nature is amazing. I mean, just learning from flowers, birds, squirrels, clouds in the sky and the cosmos around us. I mean, if we could really hear the sound of the water, we would be enlightened. And that's what these old guys, it's so great to read the ancient Zen teachings. You know, this guy's meditating, you know, maybe for 20 years in a temple, and then he goes out and as he's stepping, his foot breaks a twig and he hears that sound, and that's it. He wakens and he's completely free of all delusion. That sound, it could have awakened him any time, but, you know, or he hears a bird or something, and he realizes the source of that sound. That the source of that sound is not outside. It's not outside of us. Nothing is outside of us. Nothing at all is outside of us. Nothing is outside of us. Nothing. And what is this us? That's the question. What are we? So again, we've been lied to, and we've been told that what we are is merely this physical body with its collection and its fears and its defenses and its struggle for survival and its wants and desires. Don't believe it. That's the big trap. And as long as we're trapped in that delusion, we're going to be imprisoned by the forces of the world. And so to realize we've never been in that trap, actually. We've never been that. That's not what we are. When we leave this body, if we've done our work during this lifetime, we may discover that. That's what in many spiritual traditions, that's the whole point of your life. So that when the time comes, which it will for sure, when we leave our body, then we're prepared. We're not just still in the delusion, and then we go into the next experience, go through it again, keep putting our hand on the burner, you know. lifetime after lifetime. You know, so this is a great time to be alive right now, because we're seeing a massive breakdown in the fundamental assumptions in many ways, and a war in many ways against humanity that is becoming so obvious that as long as we stick to the old ways of viewing ourselves, we're going to be caught up in the delusion. So the whole idea now, I think, is more than ever to do the inner work and be very impeccable in the outer world, in the outer work, in what we're doing, in our treatment of animals, in our treatment of each other, to speak our truth with love and kindness and be creative in the way we do that. So I don't know where all this came from, really, but I was going to read from the Dhammapada, but there it is. Didn't happen. So I think we're just about at our time here. It's 5:55 in California. And it's beautiful to see your faces, and some of you, I don't see your faces, I just see your names or your phone numbers, whatever they are. But knowing that we are here together during this time, and we're also connected to those who are coming later, who will be listening to all this, perhaps, and knowing that we have this precious opportunity to tune our instrument every day a little bit more, and to, in a sense, raise our vibration, or maybe not raise it, but tune our vibration to the truth. And that may feel like raising it. It's, I think, really allowing our instrument also to have the capacity be a vehicle to handle a lot. I think that's a big part of it. You know, there's a certain awareness that if our physical body is not purified, and the Dhammapada actually talks about this a lot, the importance of removing toxins, physical toxins and mental toxins, spiritual, emotional toxins. As long as those toxins are in our body, in the mental, emotional bodies that we have, then the amount of cosmic energy or wisdom energy, which is really what we are and is available to us, if it can come through us, is not perhaps all that much. So the idea of really doing our best to eat a clean, healthy diet, to be porter at the gate of our thoughts so that our thoughts are in alignment with the truth that we want to manifest as someone who's here to help the world awaken and to heal and to realize deeper truths. I think then we're in alignment with our purpose. Whatever happens in the outer world, as Emerson said, you know, what is success? Success, he says, is if we can just be a blessing to one other being. He doesn't even say a human being, just a being. Our life has been a success. And I think this is really a profound point, that we're here to, as best we can, to be a blessing for others. So I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments anyone wants to make to what I've been saying? I feel like I went a little bit long there with that, but we do have a few minutes. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment before we close our time, and of course we will have our regular World Peace Dive Circle in a couple of weeks on Thursday. Just raise your hand or say something if you would like to. Otherwise, we can enjoy this beautiful time we have right now. I didn't realize I would be talking about the instrument, but that seems so critically important right now. Because what we're seeing, really, is an attack on our instruments in many ways. And on every level. And so for us to realize that we're not just the instrument, we are what makes this instrument possible. We're really the force here, and to take charge and take responsibility for the quality of our life and our consciousness and our instrument is, because it's only for a few decades. We're not here actually all that long. So just for the time we're here every day, then we, I think, are being good stewards of this instrument. And the earth, really, in many ways, is also perhaps part of the instrumentality, this beautiful earth. We can grow beautiful gardens. We can build beautiful structures. We can co-create harmony with animals. I'm sure the animals are just waiting for us to waken up out of our stupor and ignorance and learn and share with them, for sure. So thank you all for your hearts, the hearts of love, compassion, joy, and peace. All right, well, let's just close with saying our world famous affirmative prayer together. You can unmute yourselves if you'd like, and we can say,
compassion.
We do our best to say it together, but it's together.
With Madeline.
Ready?
Compassion
circles the earth are all everywhere. Compassion circles the earth are all everywhere. For time.
Compassion circles the earth
are all everywhere. Much love to you. Thank you.
Much
go
love.
Forth and multiply the message. Thank you.
Okay. Will, I'm really speechless, but you know, you just were so outstanding and so loving that I knew I'd start crying. Love you. Love you all.
You too, Julie. Thanks for hearing it. Thank you. I'm crying now too.
I did at least. Okay, please.